let's continue on our winter sports season previews. Let's join in with head coach John Freese of the North Central Knights. He's a girls basketball coach. And coach, you returned some pretty good players, but you did lose some key players from last year. So a few holes to fill, but the girls, I'm sure, ready to step up to the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. No different than a year ago when we lost a couple of big-time seniors. We lost four seniors this last year. But we returned Addison Anderson and Morgan Lewis. We have Lainey Pospisil as a senior. Olivia Strand will be healthy this year. And then we have a newcomer as a senior, Dahlia Dearmont, will be out after not playing the last couple of years. So we'll have five seniors on the roster this year.
Kind of nice to have that senior leadership. And one of your main leaders, again, Addison Anderson, she's been there since the start as a freshman and for you for the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Addison is the all-time three-points leader as far as overall and in the season. Morgan Lewis does a tremendous job defensively. Lainey was actually our best three-point shooter by percentage last year. And then we have Bridget Lewis, who was second in assists last year. And then we have Carlene Kepler, who lettered as a freshman last year. 5'10", the tallest girl that we have, did a really good job on the boards for us last year.
Well, you'll kind of make it a little hard for me, I bet. Looks like maybe three Lewis girls out there for you, too, that will give you some great time.
That is correct. We will also have Maya, who's a freshman, who did a really good job for us this summer. So that will make it difficult, as you're saying, Lewis. Also, as our sophomores, Reese Taylor did an excellent job this summer, and Kit Painter did a good job for us as well last year. So we've got some seniors, just a couple of juniors, and then we've got a nice sophomore class that's filling in.
Well, taking a look at it, as you mentioned, Lainey Pospisil, she is a gal that if she can get open, she can knock down some threes for you. Morgan, a good guard for you there. And then again, you're going to pick up some size and have some ability to crash and bang on the boards with Dahlia Dearmont welcoming her to the basketball court.
Absolutely. So Dahlia had played as a freshman, tore her ACL, and has done a really good job on the volleyball court the last 2 years. So we're excited to have her along with Carlene, and then Kit Painter, another sophomore. And then again, Maya Lewis is a little bit undersized, but she knows how to go after the rebound. So we will be able to do that to be able to get on the boards a little bit as well.
We talk a little bit about the Niobrara Valley Conference, a really good conference for the smaller size schools in the state of Nebraska. Of course, the class is D and then some C schools. But for the North Central Knights coach last year coming off 8-13, what are you telling the girls and maybe what are some expectations that you and the girls are wanting to get out on the court this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, it was a very good learning experience for me, being around the girls and working that game. What they have told me is I need to be a little bit harder on them. And our expectations are that we really need to play a little bit better defense, really get after it defensively, get on the boards, and the offense will come. We've got players that can space the floor. We've got players that can shoot it, and we can get up and down the floor a little bit. But at the end of the day, we've got to do a really good job defensively and on the glass.
North Central Knights start off the season three games on the road. Of course, it's every other year, three games at home. And then this year, it's three games on the road at Boyd County, at Burwell, and then the following week at Chambers Wheeler Central. Before you get a home game, how tough is that? Or is it just another day at the office having three home games before a home game?
Yeah, you know what? This year with our district changing, so now we're going to open up with two district games. So Boyd County is a district game and Burwell is a district game before CWC with a non-district. I think it's going to be great to get out on the road. I always think that it's a little bit more difficult maybe to play on the road. So this is a really good opportunity for us to kind of see where we're at. Two district games and then a game down at Chambers.
Talk a little bit about the staff. Who's on the staff this year besides yourself?
Yeah, very fortunate to have Brittany Lindsay, our second year with me. and she's done a really good job. And that's the other thing, when you bring in two new coaches, we've got to learn each other a little bit and our strengths and our weaknesses. And she does an excellent job keeping me in line and keeping me on my toes. So I will lean on Coach Lindsay a lot this year, and she'll do a really good job with the posts and also with the JV squad.
Coach, basketball, basically three seasons, you could say, in one season before the holidays. At holiday, you head into your districts and the sub-districts and things like that. For the girls, as you're coaching as the year goes along, of course, you're knowing these girls now into your second year here. But what are you looking at for maybe just the first part of the season for the girls this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think before we get right to the holiday tournament, we're going to have about six games, and we really need to find a way to be able to communicate offensively, defensively, and find a way to gel. And then you go into that holiday tournament, and you try to start shortening the bench a little bit, and then you come out of that, and you're in January, and now you're in sprint mode. Those final 10 games are an absolute sprint. So hopefully we can get a lot of girls in early, play well, find a way to gel, and then as the season goes on, really kind of tighten it up a little bit and be ready to go for the stretch.
All right, that's Coach John Freeze. North Central Lady Knights open up Thursday, November 30th at Boyd County. Coach, best of luck to you and your student athletes.
Thank you very much, Cody. Appreciate it.